In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Good morning. So, just thinking about that idea of persistence for a moment. We like to think that we are persistent. We like to think that we don't give up very easily. But there are times when we just don't want to be persistent, that it's just so much easier to give up, and it doesn't really feel like much will change if we do give up. So, sometimes we give up. Let's say you're talking about your prayer life, and you're really saying, I want to do this. So you start, but you don't really stick with it, and you kind of give up. Or you want to be reading the Bible. And so you start a little bit every day, but then something happens one day, and then something happens another day, and you maybe try to start again, but then something happens again, and you don't read, and after a while, you just don't do it anymore, and nothing really seems to happen that you didn't do it. The world didn't change. The grocery stores didn't close. The sun still set. And so sometimes we just give up on things. But I want to mention that we need to really dedicate ourselves to being persistent and not giving up. There's this story in my life, and I didn't know it was an important story till maybe years later, reflecting on it. And that was when I started chanting. Way before I went to seminary. And I didn't actually think I wanted to be a chanter. I actually went to confession one time, and it was at a retreat, not at my church, so it wasn't my regular priest. And I went to confession, and in my confession I was complaining about other people. Sometimes people do this in confession. This is not how you're supposed to go to confession. Complaining about other people. But I was 20 years old at the time, and I thought I knew everything and I knew it correctly, and other people weren't doing it right. And they weren't doing it right in church. And I was kind of upset about that. And so I went to confession and I was talking about that, which is not confessing. And so the priest kind of stopped me. He was a good priest. He didn't let me continue. And he said, what are you doing for your church? And I said, what? He said, what are you doing to help your church? He didn't want to hear what other people weren't doing, which is what I was saying. He wanted to know what I was doing, what I was doing to help my church. And I really couldn't think of much, actually. And he says, I want you to find something at your church and do it. Find something, commit yourself to it, and do it. I said, okay. And so I went back to my church, and I'm thinking, what do I do at my church? And I saw the chanters up there, and Frankie, Bobby, and Dave, and they were older men, and they chanted pretty much all in Arabic back then. And I thought, well, maybe I could kind of learn that, and I could kind of help them. Not that they really needed my help at that time, but they were so sweet and happy to have me join them. And I didn't speak Arabic, and they didn't care. They said, just kind of do what we do. You can do it in English. Here's the book. We'll go, and then you listen to what we're doing and try to imitate it. And so that's how it was for several months. I didn't know what I was doing, really, and it wasn't really a class. It was just listen and then try to imitate, try to copy them a little bit. And after a while, I slowly started picking up on what they were doing, what it sounded like, trying to repeat, imitate those sounds that I was hearing, the melodies that I was hearing in English. And they were very nice and happy that I would do that. And then it came Easter time. It was just before Holy Week, and our priest came up to me and he said, "Alex?" I said, "Yes, Father." I was so happy because the priest wanted to talk to me about something. And I said, "Yes, Father." He says, "Well, I've been asked by several people that you don't sing during Holy Week and Pascha." I said, "What?" And he repeated it again. And in my mind, I think I was pretty good at that time in the way I thought about things, and I guess I wasn't. Or at least, people didn't think I was. And I was very hurt. My feelings were very, very hurt. Can you imagine? You know, now I'm the priest, but can you imagine? I'm thinking I'm doing something really good, and then he says, "The people say they don't want you to do this." He didn't tell me to stop singing with the guys, the chanters, but he said, "For Holy Week." Reflecting back upon it, I now know Holy Week is this really intense time, and they want it to be just right and just so, but at the time, my feelings were really hurt. And I almost thought about giving the whole thing up. Why am I doing this anyway? I never even wanted to do this in the first place. I only did this because some priest told me I should come and do something, and now they don't even want me to do it. And all this stuff starts coming into my head. And you know, when it gets exaggerated in your head. So I did not sing during that Holy Week, and I did not sing that Pascha. But for some reason, thank God, because I don't really know how, but some reason I didn't give up. That next week, I went back with Davey, Frank, and Bobby, and they were very happy that I was there with them. I don't think they were the people, but I'm not sure. Anyway, and so I went back with them, and it was really a good thing. And it actually took like a long time to get the hang of doing the whole thing, of chanting and all. It's not a simple thing. But I really somehow stayed persistent. We have to stay persistent. I've had experiences where people have left the church because they couldn't be a bit more persistent. They might come to coffee hour. They didn't know where to sit. They didn't know who to sit with. The table seemed full. Or there were all these people on this table and they all seemed like they were happy and friendly and all knew each other and they felt uncomfortable. And they came a couple times and then they quit the church altogether. They left Orthodoxy. Not because they disagreed with the theology, but because this inner part of us didn't feel comfortable enough to stick with it. Just to persist. Just to push through until a time comes when you break through and everything that seemed so hard all of a sudden doesn't seem so hard anymore. If you think of grass growing in a lawn, you can't water the grass too much. If you water the grass too much, the grass will start turning yellow. It won't grow well. The best way to grow grass, I've read, is to let it get to a bit of just the beginning of some drought stress, where the grass is just needing that water. It's just at the point where it's about to go into some serious stress. That's when you water it. Don't water it too soon, Because if you water it too soon, the roots won't grow. But if you don't water it, if you let it get to that point of drought stress, the roots of the grass will be reaching harder to get down deeper to find where the water is. And it won't reach if it's sitting in water. But if it doesn't feel the water, it'll reach even further. And that's how you get strong grass with thick and deep roots. And it's like us in our Christian faith. Sometimes these difficult times, these stressful times, these times that feel very dry in our spiritual life, sometimes it's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes facing difficulties like not knowing where to sit in coffee hour, sometimes that's not necessarily a bad thing. Now, I'm not saying if it's coffee hour and you're at your table, you should say, let's not talk to this person. We want their roots to grow deeper. I'm not saying that. I want you to talk to them and invite them to your table. But for you, I'm saying, when we are experiencing difficult times, sometimes God allows us to experience difficult times. Maybe He allows churches to experience difficult times so that their roots will grow deeper, they'll realize what is central, what's important, and then our faith grows stronger. Even in today's epistle reading, something was going on with Paul. St. Paul the Apostle, he wrote this epistle today, and he said that there was some issue that he had. He didn't say what the issue was, but he said he had a problem, and he writes, three times I asked the Lord to take this away from me. And he heard the Lord respond to him in prayer, my grace is sufficient for you. For I want you to learn my strength in your weakness. And so sometimes it's our weakness, in our difficulties, that we grow in our faith. So, my brothers and sisters, let us be patient, let us persist, and don't give up. If you're not praying on a regular basis, get back to it. If you don't feel like you're getting much out of it, it doesn't matter. You just stick with it. You just keep doing it, and don't give up. If you haven't been reading the scriptures, try to get into a reading habit, reading the Bible, and start doing it. Start from the New Testament. Don't start from the Old Testament if you haven't been reading too much. Start from the Gospels. And just read a little bit every day, and don't give up. And if you miss sometimes, don't say, oh, you know, I missed all these days, it doesn't matter anymore. No, it does matter. Get back. Start again. Don't give up. A person went to a monastery once and he said to a monk, I keep sinning. And the monk says, What do you do after you sin? He says, well, I get up. But it just feels like every day I sin and then I get up. I sin and I get up. How long will this be? And the monk said, till the day you die. You're going to sin. You're going to get up. You're going to sin, you're going to get up. So let's not stop getting up. Let's not stop starting again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.